This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Supreme Court has thrown out a long-shot lawsuit filed by the state of Texas that aimed to overturn voting in four other states. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The lawsuit filed by the state of Texas and the Trump campaign sought to invalidate millions of ballots cast in key battleground states that elected Joe Biden, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The court, in a brief unsigned order, ruled that Texas lacked the standing to pursue the case, not demonstrating why Texas would challenge how another state conducts its elections. This was considered a bold strategy, but 17 Republican attorneys general and 126 members of Congress signed on to this Texas lawsuit, alleging election fraud but offering no proof. The Electoral College will meet Monday, formally electing Joe Biden as the next president. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The conservative-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court has agreed to hold a rare weekend session to hear arguments over President Trump's lawsuit that seeks to disqualify more than 220,000 votes in that state. On Friday, a lower court judge ruled that there was nothing illegal about the election or the subsequent recount in the state's two largest counties. The Wisconsin Supreme Court had previously refused to hear Trump's case before it went through lower courts. A majority of the justices have also questioned whether disqualifying the ballots as Trump wants would be appropriate. President-elect Joe Biden won Wisconsin by nearly 21,000 votes. His margin withstood a Trump-requested recount in Milwaukee and Dane counties. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Preparations are underway to begin vaccinating Americans against COVID-19. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Richard Pfeiffer with nursing home company Genesis Healthcare says residents and workers will be vaccinated. He expects to see side effects.
These vaccines are very effective. They're potent. They stimulate the immune system very well.
That may create a problem.
One concern we have is trying to avoid vaccinating too many people, staff members, that is, on the same day, and having too many people feeling under the weather the next day while the vaccine is kicking in.
Professor Richard Moore with the Brown University School of Public Health says there have been no serious side effects during trials.
Pain at the injection site, swelling, is not uncommon.
Moore says the first people vaccinated in the UK tolerated the typical side effects quite well. I'm Ed Donahue.
With some Americans now falling sick with COVID-19 for what they did over Thanksgiving, health officials are begging them not to make the same mistake during Christmas and New Year's. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Contact tracers and emergency room doctors are hearing from new coronavirus patients that they socialized over Thanksgiving with people outside their household. Health officials are asking people not to make the same mistake during the winter holidays. According to an AP analysis, new cases are running at 195,000 a day, based on a two-week rolling average. That's a 16% increase from the day before Thanksgiving. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo is reinstating indoor dining restrictions.
If the hospital rate didn't stabilize, we would close indoor dining. It is not. We're going to close indoor dining in New York City on Monday.
On Thursday, California set a one-day record of 220 deaths. Health officials there are urging the state's residents to stay home as much as possible. The surge around the country has swamped hospitals and left health workers exhausted and demoralized. Dr. Anthony Fauci has said he expects hospitalizations to keep increasing until mid-January. I'm Jennifer King.
The World Food Program issued a new warning Friday about the humanitarian crisis in Yemen, describing it as a ticking time bomb that required immediate international action. WFP spokesperson Thompson Feary said the window to prevent a full-scale famine was narrowing very fast.
Approximately 16 million people cannot put food on their tables. This is a disaster. This is a ticking time bomb, and the world needs to act, and to act now.
Yemen is home to the world's worst food crisis, mostly due to the civil war that pits the Iranian-backed Houthis in the north against a Saudi-led coalition and its allies in the south. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.